Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Dr. Morgan, Ulysses Morgan Jr., and I am here with you on the day on this wonderful radio station. And we just thank God for those of you who are tuning in at this time to hear another word from the Lord. I'm going to ask you right now, if you're not listening by your phone, get on the phone. Tell somebody that we're on the air. Amen. God may have laid somebody on your heart in whom He is going to answer a prayer for today through the Word of God. Amen. God is a prayer answering God, and we want to make sure, amen, that we reach everybody we can according to whom God has laid upon our heart to reach. We thank God for those of you, amen, who have been participating in our radio broadcast, and we give you the glory. Give God the glory for all things that He is doing. Glory to God. I want you to know that no matter what state you're in, you're blessed. Glory to God. There are some people who wish they were in your place right now. There are many who are worse off than we are. So rejoice. Give God the glory, regardless of what situation that you may be in. Amen. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And we just thank God for you. Hopefully at the end of this broadcast, we're going to give you our address, mailing address, probably our email address, and we need to hear from you. We need to definitely hear from you. Amen. We need your support as well, that many of you that are listening to me. Amen. And we just thank God for those of you who are supporting this. We'll give you that address at the end of this broadcast, God's willing, and we're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. I want to share something with you that we shared on last night on our Ustream page, which we do every Sunday night, glory to God, and at 7 o'clock. And we want to go ahead and share this with you because it was truly a blessing to many, glory to God, and especially those who were listening to it again on Ustream. They shared it, and it was on Facebook and everywhere. And I want to share this with you right now, glory to God. And I want you to get your Bibles, if you would. And I want you to turn with me to, turn with me to the book of Luke. Well, the book of Luke. Turn with me to the book of Luke, the 8th chapter. Okay, and Luke, the 8th chapter. It's where we're going to begin. And I also want to share with you that we're now on YouTube. God is good. My wife has spent several hours getting this particular program together on the computer, so you can now watch us on YouTube, glory to God, and Ustream and in Blog Talk Radio. So we're trying to do what we can to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ with the means that we have, glory to God, and with you and your help, this program is going to increase and grow, and God's word is going to get out. You're going to be a blessing, amen, to us, and God's going to be a blessing to you because He will not cut off the hands that feed Him, amen. And if you are one who can be a blessing and you're doing that, God's got to increase you. He's got to increase you. He's got to continually increase you because you are causing His word to go forth. Glory to God, by your gifts. And we just thank God for that. So He will not cut the hand off that feeds Him. So continue to do that. And we'll get a pencil and paper and have it handy so we can get this address as we close out this program on today. You may want to get it anyway to write some notes down and go from there. Now, first of all, before we get started, I want to have a word of prayer. I always believe in beginning things with prayer. Amen. And we want to do that right now. So if you would, join me in prayer. Father, we thank you right now for this particular broadcast, and we thank you for those who are listening to this broadcast. Oh, God, it is such a privilege to have somebody to take heed to the Word of God, people in whom you have already planned, ordained, to hear what you have given me to give to them. I thank you for them right now, God. I thank you for those who are supportive of this ministry and has given their support to this ministry, glory to God. And I know that you're going to increase their blessings. There are times of God when you try people and you're giving them space, but now as they continue to do it, you're going to open up the windows of heaven. I know and pour them out a blessing. oh God, that they would not have room enough to receive. Some are tithing, some are just offering, some whatever it may be, you're going to bless them. And we thank you for it. Now, touch this word tonight. Touch this word that it may touch them and answer prayers that have been prayed to you. You are going to give an answer. And I thank you right now for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We are going to be talking on a topic today of the elimination of spirits. Amen. This is what we talked about the other night. Blessings that that comes by the elimination of spirits. And I'm going to take my time, and we may not get it all in just these 30 minutes, but you will have a foundation to go by. And you can go back and listen to this and go to Ustream and listen to a large portion of it. But we want to talk about it, amen, the elimination of evil spirits. Now, what we have to understand is that a lot of times we are praying, we are talking to God, and God has given me a word, and it's not a new word, it's an old word, but yet it is a very vital and important word, and that is that we need to take time, and there are those of you who are listening, God wants you to take time and seek the name of your spiritual enemy. Amen. There are demonic spirits that are attacking the people of God even as I speak. And what happens is that we pray to God, we talk to God, we call on God, we plead to God. Amen. We cry out to God. We read about Jesus. We read about his word. We read about what he'll do. And we read all of these things, which is good. But God has informed me what we need to do also is recognize those demonic spirits that are always attacking us in some area. And it doesn't make any difference how anointed you are, how saved you are, how long you've been saved, how close to God you are. The demonic spirits will attack you. And if you don't know the enemy when he comes, how can you defeat him? Somebody said, well, it's up to Jesus. No, Jesus has done his work. He came and he died and he went back to heaven. This is why he told the disciples, he says, y'all don't do nothing until you be endued with power from on high, glory to God, because you're weak, and when you get the power, then the Holy Spirit of God, my Father's Spirit, will empower you to take care of what you need to take care of. He will empower you to come against spirits. That's why he said, if you drink any deadly poison, it won't harm you. Glory to God. You'll be able to tread upon scorpions. We have the power, glory to God. David said it as God gave it to him, as it recorded in Psalms 107:2. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. How many are listening to me tonight or the redeemed of the Lord? If you are the redeemed of the Lord, speak it. Speak your prosperity. Speak your blessings into existence. Amen. Speak that spirit off of your children, off of your house, off of your life. Glory to God. Speak that poverty spirit off of you. Amen. Recognize what spirit is attacking you. And when you recognize it, you are able to come against it. You cannot defeat any enemy that you don't know you're fighting. Amen. We want God to do it all. We want Jesus to do it all. And God has given us the power to do it all. The Holy Spirit is a comforter and a helper to help us in what we need to do. Glory to God. We have to understand that. Somebody said, well, he won't attack me because God has got me shielded. Well, amen. Satan himself came to Jesus and tempted him. If he came to Jesus, he's going to come to you. But God, Jesus recognized him off the bat, and he recognized Jesus, which brings me to my lesson, my scripture lesson today, in Luke, the 8th chapter and the 26th verse. And I'm going to read it to you. And I want you to hear what I have to say on this, because it's vitally important. And as I said, we may not conclude it all today, but you can go back to Ustream or go back to Facebook and look me up and hear the rest of the message. But it says in Luke 8:26, and they arrived at the country of the Gadareans, which is over against Galilee, when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tomb. Jesus has now arrived, amen, in the country of the Gadareans, which is over against Galilee, with his entourage. And as he comes out, amen, as he arrives in the city, there is a man who had been living in the tombs, amen, who was full of devils. The Bible says that he was naked, didn't have any clothes on. Glory to God. And he was full of devils. They controlled him. Amen. He had these devils a long time. Amen. A long time. And my thought was, is this man have these devils? Where was the church at that time? Where were the people of God? Where was the power of God? We know the church didn't begin to act, but Jesus was in the midst, and there were those, amen, who were in the synagogues who were supposed to have had the power to cast these devils out. They were coming against Jesus. How come they didn't come against these spirits that was in this man? But I'm going to show you the tactics that they used. Notice what it says. He lives in the tombs. He couldn't even live in the city. They placed him in the cemetery. Now watch. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I beseech thee, torment me not." Okay, these are the spirits that's talking. Now look what happened. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he had, was kept bound with chains, amen, and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devils into the wilderness. Amen. There are men who put chains on him, and they bound them with fetters. You cannot chain up a spirit. You cannot chain up a demon. You have to cast them out. Amen. And this man was in this tomb, tormented of these spirits all this long time. Now look what happened in the 30th verse. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" What's your name? Amen. He was giving us an example, because I believe Jesus knew who they were. But he was given those who were around him, because as Jesus went into his ministry, he was constantly teaching his disciples. And as he taught them by example. And he asked these demons, "What are your names?" Because I need to recognize these men. We need to recognize who you are, because you can't be cast out unless I know who I'm casting out. What I'm casting out. How are you going to see? You can just say, "Get out of my life, devil. Get out of here, demon. Get out." It could be something, a spirit somewhere else. You're not, you know, identifying the spirit that you're supposed to be casting out, mainly because a lot of people don't know who it is. We have to learn our enemy. Jesus asked the question, "What is your name?" And that was significant, and it got my attention, because why would Jesus ask what a demon's name was? Why would he ask what the devil's names were? It was devils that was evident. In my opinion, and many others, if I were there, I would have thought, just cast them out. But Jesus didn't just do that. He asked an identification of the spirits that had this man bound. Amen. Identifying them. And he said, legions, because many devils were entered into him. The devils responded. He said, "Now, we are legions. We will be here all day telling you who we are, because there are many of us. We have many demons into this man, because we want to keep him bound. We want to keep him sold up. We want to keep him his mind occupied. We want to keep his mind messed up. We want to keep controlling him. And so we did not just come as one or two. There are legions of us in this one particular man. He has no power because we control him. Amen. And so 31st verse says, and they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. Now, here, listen to this revelation. Here is Jesus holding a conversation with demons. He has taken the time to give demons leeway to have a dialogue with demonic spirits. Glory to God. But the dialogue is not a dialogue of questions and answers. It is a dialogue of understanding that you have to leave this man because now I'm present. And Jesus asked the name, and they responded to him. And then they said, we don't want you to cast us or command us to go into the deep, because we have been sent and dispatched to destroy the lives of the human beings that your father created or made way back from the foundation. We are dispatched, and we cannot go back without destroying something. There are spirits who want to destroy you, and you have to give God the glory where you are right now, because had it not been for the blood of Jesus, you would be worse off. All of us would be worse off than we are. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Now, the grace and the mercy of God. Now, he said unto the 32nd verse, and there was there a herd of swine feeding in the mountains, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Now, as we often say it, and we may have said it before, but we'll say it again. Here is these demons praying to God. They are requesting something from God, from Jesus. They are requesting something from Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are asking him to do something for them. Ah, yes. Now, Jesus, in his mind, understands, and he already knows that this man is going to be freed now because now he has met me. And there are those who may be listening who may not know God right now, but when you meet Jesus, everything that's tormenting your life has to leave. Glory to God. They asked a request. He said, let us go into those swine that's feeding. Amen. And the Bible said Jesus suffered them. He allowed them to do it. Watch this. He answered the prayers of demonic spirits. Are y'all listening to me on this radio broadcast here today? If he answered the prayers of demonic spirits, you are his child. What makes you think he will not answer your prayers? Glory to God. Oh, yes. The enemy wants you to think your prayers are not getting through. He wants you to think that God's not hearing you. Glory to God. When you sincerely and honestly kneel and pray and ask God, it doesn't make no difference whether you're in a church or out of a church. When you sincerely pray and pray in the right frame of mind with God, to want God to do something for you, to want God to help you, to want God to cleanse you, to want God to heal you, do you not think he doesn't hear your prayer and he will not answer your prayers? If he answered, listen, I'm talking about me now, Lord. If he answered the prayers of a demonic spirit or demonic spirits, and I'm his child, do you, my goodness, why should I think he's not going to answer my prayer when I pray. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Doesn't make any difference how the enemy try to make you feel. God is going to answer somebody's prayers. That's listening to me right now. You've been down long enough. It's time to get up. God had me to tell you, this year you're going to get up. You're going to make a move. You're going to be great. You're going to be what God wants you to be. You feel it in your spirit already. You know it. Your mind is thinking it. You're waking up every morning with the same problem, same bills, but somehow in your soul you want to give God the glory. You've lifted up your hands. You're giving him the praise, and somehow you ain't worried about nothing no more like you used to worry about it, and the reason being is because soon and very soon things are going to change for you, and you feel the symptoms. You feel it. Amen. When I was a little boy, and we would go outside on a cloudy day, amen, you can smell the rain coming before it comes. You can smell it hitting. You can smell it coming. It hadn't got there yet, and all of a sudden, here it comes. Some people that are, you know, the old school can tell you about this, and this is what's happening with you right now. You smell the blessings. You know it's coming. You know it's there, glory to God. You feel it within your spirit. Amen. Sometimes it seems as though nothing is changing your life, but it is about to change. Again, I say, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Speak it upon yourself. Believe in God. Believe that he can answer demons' prayers. He can answer your prayers. You are his child. It's getting ready to happen for you now in Jesus' name. You ought to give him the glory right now. Amen. And I'm going to read 34th verse. And when they that fed, let me jump down. Let me move down. Well, let me go ahead and read it. And when them that fed them saw which was done, they fled and went and told it to the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. When those demons departed from the man, the Bible says people came, and when they saw the man, they saw him sitting at the feet of Jesus with clothes on and in his right mind, and they were afraid. My God. They also, 36th verse, which saw it, told them by what means he was possessed of the devils. Was possessed of the devils were healed. They told him how he was got like that. Now, my point to you is that the man's mind was tormented. His body was tormented. His spirit was tormented because he was filled with devils. But when those demons departed, he came back to his right mind. Jesus didn't lay hands on him. He didn't anoint him. He didn't rub him with oil. He didn't rub him with salve. All he did was cause those spirits to depart from him. Oh, yes. And that's what needs to happen in a lot of areas, in a lot of places. Amen. When you need God to move, get rid of the demonic spirits that's tormenting you, that's tormenting the place that you are. And when that happens, everything will come back into its right place in Christ with you. It will happen. They recognized who Jesus was. When God is in you, people recognize who you are. They recognize what you are. Amen. They recognize where God is in your life, but those spirits have to be eliminated. Amen. Now we also want to read to you, amen, exactly what happened in the 7th verse. I want to share this with you. I want you to hear this. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadareans round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man, watch this now, the man out of whom the devils were departed besought Jesus that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return to thy own house and show how great things God has done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, that the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Now, I'm finna show you something that may be a shocker to you, but I want you to hear it. Jesus cast these legion of demons out of this man. After he cast this legion of demons out of this man wanted to follow Jesus wherever he went. And Jesus says, no, you don't need to follow me, because this is not your anointing. This is not what your calling. He says, here's what I want you to do. If you follow me in this particular aspect, he says, there's nothing that is to be benefited by you from what I've done. He said, but here's what I want you to do. He said, go into the city and show what great things God has done unto you. Amen. And the man went into the city and publicized what Jesus did. They were amazed to see him clothing in his right mind. And the Bible says that when Jesus returned, they were all waiting on him based upon what the man told him. Now, my point is this. When the man wanted to follow Jesus, he said, no, go into the city. Jesus sent a man who was just delivered of demons to preach. Amen. He just sent a man who was just delivered from demons to glorify him in the city among people. Amen. To go and proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the city. This is where you're most effective at. Great things have just been done to you. Publicize it. Following me, amen, it is not going to cause you to be in a position where I need you to be, but go and publicize what God has done on your behalf. Amen. Let them see the goodness of God. Now, in our human aspect, we would thank a man that just been delivered from demons. Amen. Cannot be anointed, cannot be called to go preach. Jesus told him, Jesus commanded him, Jesus gave him charge. He says, go publicize what I just did unto thee. Go publicize, go preach the gospel, go preach what Jesus did. And that's what he did. He went out, glory to God, and caused people to come to him. Now, my time is almost gone, but let me show you. The man that was taken by four men, chopped a hole in the roof, was led down to Jesus, was a man that was paralyzed. Amen. The Bible said when Jesus saw their faith, he looked at the man and said, man, thy sins be forgiven thee. If you would read in the book of Mark, you will find out where it says that when he says, thy sins be forgiven thee, the 12th verse of the 2nd chapter, and immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went forth. Jesus didn't lay hands on him. He didn't prophesy over him. He didn't anoint him. He didn't pour him with oil. He just said, your sins be forgiven you, and his bones began to straighten out because his sins had him bound. Demonic spirits caused him to commit errors and sins that cause his body to be weak, his body to be sickly, his body to be paralyzed. But when God forgave him of those sins, he exonerated those spirits that had him bound, and his body began to become again as it was before he was paralyzed. Amen. My point to you is rebuke those spirits that are always trying to get you to doubt. Rebuke the spirits that's got you on your sick bed. Rebuke the spirits rebuke them. Call them by name. Let them know you know who they are. Let them know you know who your God is. Because a lot of times, you don't need nobody to lay hands and pour oil all over your head and pray long prayers. All you need to do is just sit down by your bedside and rebuke those spirits and tell them, amen, my sins are forgiven. God is healing me, and God is going to deliver me right now in the name of Jesus. And watch a miracle take place in your life. It can happen. Our time is gone. P.O. Box 492 in Cordele, Georgia, 31010. We need your support. We need to hear from you. That's P.O. Box 492 here in Cordele, Georgia. Amen. I believe this word has touched you. I hope it has. I hope it has answered some prayers, and I hope you're getting, amen, what God has given you. Until our next broadcast, amen. This is Pastor Morgan saying, God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Amen.